welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at affirmations. Affirmations, like what I see, are quite popular or common on this fertility journey. But I have a strong view about affirmations. I truly believe they don't work, and actually they can be making things worse. That's quite a controversial statement, so let's dive in and unpack that and help you see what I mean by that, but also more importantly what you can do instead. This subject may be a bit controversial, but I'd say that affirmations don't work, or generally don't work. Technically they can work, but most of the time they don't work. And it's quite, I guess, unpopular in some way to say that, because particularly in this fertility journey, affirmations are promoted an awful lot that I can see. So let's explore why affirmations don't work. Well, I say they don't work. Well, they can work, because most of my clients have negative affirmations going through their mind. Unconsciously, they have negative beliefs. Whether it's I'm not good enough, I don't deserve to get pregnant, I'm being punished in some way, it's my fault. All these kind of stories, thoughts, which are affirmations, just a thought, it's a belief. All these stories, these thoughts going through their kind of psyche unconsciously, and they're living through that as if it's true. And when you have these thoughts, our mind looks for the evidence to back it up, and we dismiss everything else. And as we go through life, that's why they can become stronger, because we gather more evidence along the way to prove them to be true, even though we're dismissing anything to the contrary. So technically, yeah, affirmations can work. And I think the problem is we try to overcome these negative beliefs, negative thoughts, negative thinking with positive thinking in one step using affirmations. Trying to turn negative thoughts into positive thoughts through new thinking, by persuading yourself something new through an affirmation, that's what generally doesn't work, because typically it's kind of, I guess, it's spiritual bypass. Typically it's not actually doing the healing work we need to let go of the old story. That the inner part of us, whether you call it inner child, unconscious mind, it needs to know it can let go of the old story, because it's holding on to it because it believes you need it. It actually is holding on to it because it thinks, bizarrely, your survival is dependent on it, which is why it hangs on it so strongly, which is why it feels like the fight or flight syndrome. It is that. You strip it down to where these come into our psyche, often at a young age, it's often because a young us doesn't feel safe, as in not maybe physically safe but psychologically safe. The part of us doesn't feel we belong in the tribe, or don't feel we got unconditional positive regard. We're trying to earn our place in the tribe, or earn our respect and love from people around us. Of course, as adults, we know that wasn't true or needed. But as a child, our interpretation of things around us sometimes leads to thinking that's necessary. Maybe just unconscious expectations from parents, or maybe even overt expectations. Or kids in the playground, there's all sorts of sense of tribe growing up. And we pick up these kind of negative thoughts or beliefs, not negative, but conditional thoughts that we think our acceptability, our position, the tribe is conditional on being a certain way, achieving a certain thing, or people not thinking bad things of us. So it is unconsciously linked to that mammalian part of our brain that thinks our survival is dependent on the pack being secure and our position in the pack being secure. So trying to let go of these kind of negative thoughts, these negative affirmations, just with new thoughts is really difficult. That's why, because they are so ingrained, not because they've been there for so many years, and you can have a change of heart about something and let it go quite quickly and easily. It's because they're linked to this fight or flight syndrome. And sometimes we need a bit of a healing, a gentle release and healing of that before we can move into the new story. So we try to persuade ourselves something new too quickly without doing that kind of healing, that letting go. For example, if the affirmation is that I deserve to be happy or I deserve to get pregnant, if part of you unconsciously didn't believe that, the unconscious response to that affirmation would be, no, you don't. And it's very subtle, but it's profound. And actually, inadvertently, that affirmation could be reinforcing that negative thought that, no, you don't. So we're going along our merry way trying to change our kind of state of mind using affirmations, but unconsciously we're actually embedding the old stories. Which is why, generally, I think fighting thought with thought doesn't work. So what do you do instead? I think the first thing is forgiveness. Forgiveness of ourselves for holding on to these old stories. Because no one else is doing it. It's not the past. And I could say, my mum was an alcoholic. Well, she was an alcoholic. My mum was an alcoholic. She suffered anxiety. She was very strict. I mean, she was a teacher. It was like living with a teacher at home. And I felt my lovability was conditional on behaving a certain way. And for years, I thought, it's just my past. I can't change that. In fact, I thought the worry part of me, the negative part of me, was in my DNA. I thought it was my personality type. But no one's born a warrior. No one's born with low self-confidence. No one's born with these negative affirmations. We do learn them along the way. And no one's continuing it right now. I'm not that child or that situation anymore. But sometimes these thoughts continue. They continue out of habit in all innocence because they think we need it. In some way, they served us back then. You know, I probably felt more loved as a result of my making sure my mum's not upset and the people-pleasing part of me. I probably felt more loved because I wasn't shouted as much as I would have been otherwise. But I didn't really need it, and it's just continuing out of habit. So the first step is to forgive yourself for those thoughts, those judgments. Identify what the judgment is behind the negative thought, whether it's I don't deserve, or I'm not good enough, whatever it may be. Then forgive yourself for that. I forgive myself for judging myself as not deserving. I forgive myself for judging myself as not being good enough. And that is how that feels. Yeah, when I work with a client, we do some deeper psychological healing, some hypnotic regression work, all sorts of things we can do to let go of those old stories in a really deep way. But in this podcast, I can't do that. What I can share is this forgiveness, which can help you on the way. Get you started on your journey to releasing these old stories. I forgive myself for judging myself as not deserving to be happy. I forgive myself for judging myself as not deserving to be pregnant. I forgive myself for judging myself as not being good enough, whatever it may be. Spend some time in that forgiveness. Notice how it feels. And this is part of you that just melts in the thought of that when you say that. Allow that part to melt. If you get emotional, that's fine. Tears are good. Tears are ice melting. It's letting go. It's a letting go. And almost you need to sit in that space. Do it regularly for a few weeks. Just maybe each day, just sitting into that feeling, that forgiveness. That's letting go of the old story. That's allowing space for the new story to come in. And you might find the new story, the new, I wouldn't say that, affirmations, I'd call it a declaration, because for me an affirmation is you're trying to persuade yourself something you don't truly believe. A declaration is declaring something you truly believe about yourself. I am worthy, I am lovable, whatever it may be. A declaration is like a prayer. It feels so tuned to you, and the words come out the forgiveness. The more you do that forgiveness, you feel into, okay, what's the new story? I am what? I forgive myself of judging myself as not being good enough. When you feel into that, what's the I am statement that you're stepping into? When you let go of that old story, I am worthy, or I am limitless. I am the universe. I am loving consciousness. Whatever it may be, You feel into that new story as a declaration, not an affirmation. It's a subtle but profound difference. The declaration, you can feel it into every fibre of your being. Yeah, sometimes in your day you might forget that. You might slip into the old story. That's called being human. But the more you do this, the more you ground yourself to this new conscious being. You being who you really are, and be more consciously aware of that. So this is why I have rebel against affirmations. Because often it is this kind of trying to do spiritual bypass. So I encourage you to explore what the negative affirmations you may have. Do a little audit. Explore what they are. Explore the judgment behind them. What's the judgment behind that negative thought, that negative belief? Forgive yourself for that judgment. Don't rush to forgiveness space. It's a beautiful healing space. Forgive yourself for continuing that story. It's not your fault. You do it in all innocence. Then that will allow you to gently and gracefully move into your new story, really feeling into the truth of who you are as a declaration, as not an affirmation. Because this is who you really are. You don't need to persuade yourself of it. It's who you are. For me, this is the greatest gift on this fertility journey, is to really discover who we really are and live from that space. It's a space to bring our baby into. It's a space to bring our family into. It's a space to be the parent you truly are. Letting go of these kind of internal battles that maybe have been manageable over the years. But maybe it's time for you to let go of these. And if you think I can help, just reach out. Contact me via my website, thefertilemind.net. My wish for you is to know who you really are and live from that space with confidence and love. Loving you.